spiritual advancement the object of camp meetings. Represent the love of Christ. Our ministers and teachers should seek to represent the love of Christ to a fallen world. The discourses at our camp meetings should not be of an oratorical character altogether, for they will be then as the offering of Cain without the blood of Christ to make them acceptable to heaven. They should show how God has manifested his hatred of sin and his love for the sinner. Is there any love in the whole world that bears comparison with the love that God has manifested to a lost world? God has commended his love toward us in that he has given all heaven in one gift, even in the gift of his only begotten and well-beloved Son. The love of God is to be brought before the people. With hearts melted into tenderness, let the words of God be spoken to the people. Let the messages of truth go to all the highways and byways of the earth, and let those who are in error be treated with the gentleness of Christ. If those with whom you are laboring do not immediately and readily grasp the truth, do not censure, do not criticize and condemn, but ever remember that you are to represent Christ in his meekness and gentleness and love. Then you will be indeed a laborer together with God, teaching the truth as it is in Jesus, and every soul won to Christ will be a star in the crown of your rejoicing. Through you should meet with the bitterest opposition.